Hey there, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're diving headfirst into the world of trading. But get this, we're not here to chase the hottest stock tips. Nope, we're going way deeper than that. Today, we're gonna tackle the one thing that every single trader has to face: uncertainty.
And I have a feeling this will resonate with a lot of people because, let's be real, who actually enjoys uncertainty?
Right. And you'd think in the world of trading, everyone would have it all figured out. But you've given us some really interesting research on this, and I gotta say, it's already changed how I think about, well, not just markets, but uncertainty in general.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We crave certainty, especially in trading. We want those guarantees, those surefire bets. But ironically, you know what? That desire, that craving for certainty, it can be a trader's downfall.
See, and that's what I find so fascinating about this whole topic. One of the excerpts you shared really threw me for a loop. It said, and I'm quoting here, "Trading fundamentally involves making rapid decisions with incomplete information." Okay, no sugarcoating it. Is that really what trading is like?
It really is. Think of it like trying to put together this super complicated puzzle. But here's the catch. You only have like half the pieces. And to make it even more intense, the clock is ticking. You've got this constant pressure, this lack of a full picture, and that right there, that's trading in a nutshell.
Okay, now I'm starting to feel it. The pressure. And it's not just about the trades themselves, right? We're talking economic reports that could drop any minute, global events that shake things up, even the single tweet can send ripples through the market. Things change on a dime. So how can anyone, even seasoned traders, possibly keep up, let alone make smart decisions in that kind of environment?
That's where this whole idea of inherent uncertainty comes into play. And you've hit the nail on the head. It's not about like becoming some kind of fortune teller, trying to predict every little twist and turn. It's about having a strategy that acknowledges uncertainty, that adapts to it.
So instead of trying to eliminate uncertainty, which let's face it, feels impossible, it's about what, working with it.
Exactly. It's like imagine a surfer. They don't control the waves, right? But a skilled surfer, they can read the water, they anticipate those swells, and then they ride those waves. They turn that unpredictable force into, well, something beautiful, something powerful. It's the same with trading. When you start recognizing those patterns of uncertainty, you can actually navigate the market way more effectively.
So we're not just talking about riding the waves. We're talking about like having the right board, the right balance, the whole nine yards. We need some practical steps, right? Things that any trader can use to not just survive, but really thrive in this uncertain world. And luckily, the research you share has some really cool strategies, 5 to be exact. And I gotta say, these aren't just your average trading tips. They feel way deeper than that.
And you're right. They really are. Because it all comes back to that surfing analogy, right?
Yeah.
Accepting what you can't control, that's the waves, but then mastering what you can, your skills, your board, your strategy. And that's where these 5 strategies come in.
Okay, I'm all ears. Hit me with 1.
Risk management, my friend. Gotta have a plan. And I mean, a solid one.
Risk management. See, that's what I was talking about. It sounds kind of, well, boring. Important, but
yeah.
Like something you file away and hope you never actually have to use.
You know what? You're not wrong. It's not the sexiest part of trading.
Yeah.
But you know what is sexy? Keeping your money. That's why I really appreciate how much the research emphasized this right up front.
Because it's that important, huh?
Absolutely. They even called it a safety net, which I love, mm-hmm. because that's exactly what it is, right? A good risk management plan, it's there to catch you if, or let's be honest, when things go south, it protects you from those inevitable surprises, those curveballs that the market just loves to throw at us.
So we're talking about damage control before you even enter a trade.
Precisely. You're deciding in advance how much you're willing to lose. Things like stop loss orders. Those are your best friend. They automatically sell your position if the price drops to a certain point. It's like saying, okay, market, I'm willing to play, but these are my boundaries. You come after my chips, this is where I draw the line.
Love that. So it's about controlling the potential losses, not just chasing those gains.
100%. And actually, the source even gave a really practical rule of thumb. Never risk more than 1% of your total trading account on any single trade.
Okay, that makes sense. So if you've got, say, a $50,000 account, you wouldn't want to risk more than $500 on a single trade. Keeps those losses manageable.
Exactly. Simple rule. But trust me, it can save you from some serious heartache. Now, are you ready for strategy 2?
Hit me.
This one's all about combining technical and fundamental analysis. It's like having a good map E&D, knowing the terrain.
Wait, you need both. Isn't one or the other enough?
Okay, imagine this. Technical analysis, that's like having a detailed map. It shows you where you are, the roads, the landmarks. It helps you see potential paths. Right. But now, imagine you get out of your car and actually explore the landscape. That's fundamental analysis.
So technical analysis is all about charts, patterns, those kinds of things.
Yeah. It gives you those signals, those clues about where the market might be heading. But then you need the fundamentals to understand what's actually driving those patterns.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking company earnings,
right,
industry trends, the overall health of the economy, you name it.
So it's like you might have a stock that looks like a rocket ship about to take off based on the charts, but then you dig a little deeper, look at the fundamentals, and realize, uh-oh, this company's got some serious baggage. Maybe they're in tons of debt, or their product is about to be obsolete.
And that's the kind of insight you just wouldn't get from technical analysis alone. It's about putting the pieces together, getting the full picture, which is especially crucial in uncertain markets.
It makes total sense. It's like, don't just rely on the GPS. Sometimes you got to actually look out the window.
Exactly. Okay, strategy number three is all about staying informed, but, and this is key, without getting totally overwhelmed.
Okay, yeah, that's a tough one. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose sometimes with all the news and information coming at us 24/7. So how do you actually cut through the noise? How do you separate the signal from all that noise?
I'm glad you asked, because the source had a really simple but brilliant suggestion. Set specific times for market research.
Instead of constantly checking the news, refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's about being intentional with your information intake. Because when you're constantly bombarded with news, it's easy to get reactive, to make emotional decisions based on the latest headline.
Right. It's like you see the market dipping and suddenly you're panic selling, even though your long-term strategy hasn't changed.
And that's exactly what we want to avoid. So instead, create some distance. Maybe you dedicate an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening to catch up on market news, read some analysis, that sort of thing.
So it's about choosing quality over quantity, right? Focusing on reliable sources and tuning out the rest.
Exactly. Now, ready for number four. This one's near and dear to my heart.
Lay it on me.
Keep a trading journal.
A journal? Like a dear diary. Today I bought some Apple stock. What's so special about that?
Okay, it's a little more than just dear diary, but you're getting the idea. It's about documenting your decisions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then, here's the key, analyzing your own behavior. It's about understanding your psychology in the market.
Okay, I can see how that would be helpful. What kind of things would you actually track in a trading journal?
Oh, everything. The date, the time, the specific asset you traded, your entry and exit points, how much you made or lost. But here's the really juicy part. You also write down your rationale for each trade.
So why you entered the trade, what your thinking was, what your emotions were at that moment. Were you feeling greedy? Were you feeling scared?
Exactly. And just as important, how did the trade actually turn out? Did you follow your plan? Did you get emotional and break your rules?
It's like a post-game analysis, but for your trades. You go back, review the tape, see what you could have done better.
And over time, those journal entries, they become gold. You start to see patterns in your behavior, both good and bad. Maybe you notice you have a tendency to exit trades too early, or you get easily spooked by volatility.
And that kind of self-awareness, that's got to be huge.
It's everything. Because once you identify those blind spots, those unconscious biases that are driving your decisions, you can start to correct them.
So it's not just about tracking your trades. It's about really understanding your own psychology, your own relationship with risk and reward.
Exactly. And that brings us to the fifth and final strategy.
Yeah.
And it's a biggie. Emotional discipline.
This is the one I was waiting for and honestly a little intimidated by. Because that's easier said than done, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is, without a doubt, the most challenging part of trading, but it's also the most rewarding. Because when you can master your emotions, when you can stay cool, calm, and collected, even when the market is doing its best to shake you off, that's when you unlock a whole new level of consistency of profitability.
Because we've all been there, right? Fear makes you sell at the worst possible time. Greed makes you chase after those crazy gains, and it almost never ends well.
You got it. And the pressure of the market, it just amplifies those emotions.
Yeah.
You know, so how do we develop this superpower, this emotional discipline? Well, the source talked about mindfulness and meditation. And I know that might sound a little woo-woo for some people, but I got to say, these practices have been game changers for me, both in trading and in life.
Really?
No, seriously. It's all about creating that space between your emotions and your actions. Mm-hmm. Because when you're mindful, you're aware of your thoughts, you're aware of your feelings, but you don't let them control you.
It's like you're hitting the pause button before reacting, giving yourself a chance to make a rational decision instead of an impulsive one. Okay, so we've got these five strategies. managing risk, combining technical and fundamental analysis, staying informed but not overwhelmed, keeping a trading journal, and mastering emotional discipline. But how does this all come together in the real world?
Well, the source actually gave this great example. Let's dive into that.
Perfect. Lay it on me.
So picture this. We've got a trader, right? They've been eyeing this stock and everything's pointing to a breakout, like it's about to make a big move.
Okay, sounds promising, but...
But there's an earnings report due out any day now. Talk about uncertainty, it right?
It's huge uncertainty. I mean, earnings reports, those can make or break a stock's momentum.
Exactly. And that's where all those strategies we talked about, they come into play in a big way. This trader, they're not just going to wing it, crossing their fingers and hoping for the best.
So no YOLO trades for our savvy investor.
Nope. They got a system. First things first, risk management. They decide right then and there how much are they willing to lose on this trade. They set those boundaries.
Smart. Protect the downside.
Exactly. And they don't stop there. They dig deeper. They're looking at the charts, checking those technical indicators, but they're also diving into the fundamentals. What's the company's financial health like? What are the analysts saying? They're getting the full picture.
They're not getting swept up in the hype. They're thinking for themselves.
Exactly. And here's the thing. They're staying informed, but they're not glued to the news, constantly refreshing Twitter, stressing themselves out. They're taking in the information they need when they need it, and tuning out the rest.
They're staying focused, not getting lost in the noise.
100%. And you know what else they're doing? They're journaling this whole process, writing down their thought process, their emotions, everything. Because win or lose, they know they can learn from this experience.
So even if the trade goes south, it's not a failure, it's a learning opportunity.
That's the right attitude. Mm-hmm. And through it all, they're practicing that emotional discipline. They're not letting fear or greed cloud their judgment. They're staying calm, cool, and collected, even when things get a little hairy.
Because that's where the real challenge lies, right? Managing those emotions when the stakes are high.
Absolutely. It's like that saying goes, trading is 10% strategy and 90% psychology.
So true. And I think that's something that applies to so much more than just trading, don't you think?
100%. It's about understanding ourselves, our own biases, our own emotional triggers. Because once you understand those, you can start making more rational, more informed decisions in all areas of your life.
Man, this deep dive has been eye-opening. I feel like we've gone way beyond just trading strategies here. We're talking about mastering uncertainty, and that's a skill that everyone can benefit from.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Well, on that note, a huge thank you to you for sharing your expertise with us. And listener, we want to hear from you. How do you deal with uncertainty in your own life? What strategies have you found helpful? Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.